Mark chapter number 2. Mark chapter number 2. Familiar scripture. I'm going to handle it a little different today than in some ways, but I pray that God would help us as we look at this scripture together. Let's stand, please, while we read. Mark chapter number 2. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days. It was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of 4. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why doeth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise and take up thy bed and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, went forth before them all, insomuch they were amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. Let's bow our heads and pray for a moment. Father, we feel it needful that we pray. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the singing of the songs. And every prayer been prayed, every thing's been given. And we just praise your name tonight for all that you have already done. Thank you, Lord, we can rejoice in sins forgiven. And Father, that you love us with an undying love. And I praise you tonight and give you glory and thanks and praise for all that you have done. And Father, we ask tonight now that you help us for a few moments to preach. I need a divine touch of God. I pray, Lord, that you move in my heart, touch my life. And I pray tonight, help me physically, spiritually, emotionally, in every way that I may stand here as you'd have me to do so. Forget about everything else centered in on that you laid on my heart. And I pray, Father, the power of God would work. Speak to all of our hearts together, encourage, strengthen. And I pray, have your way, magnify yourself. Then there may be somebody here tonight that's lost. I pray for them. Ask you, God, speak to their heart. And some tonight may need to be drawn closer. And all of us, we know, need something closer to you. So I pray you'd help us. We'll thank you and praise you in all you do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank God for the privilege of prayer. I rejoice in that. Now, what I'm going to try to share with you tonight is this. What we're looking for in Jubilee 2012. I've got 10 points tonight. Brother Tim over here, he about had a heart attack. I usually have 3. I'm a 3-point preacher usually. But tonight I've got 10 points. I don't have a whole lot under those points, so you don't have to get too worried. And all of them but one, I'm as positive and I'm looking forward to. I believe. And God laid this on my heart. I just feel like it would be good for us just to know what we're really looking for in Jubilee. And I pray that God would help us and also pray that he challenge us to get involved. And I do appreciate folk getting involved in already preparation, getting ready for. And I pray that God will help us all see what it's really all about in this scripture. Now, Jesus had gone back to Capernaum. He'd been there before. If you remember, he healed Peter's mother-in-law at Capernaum, and he healed a man that had possessed with the devil. He also healed a leper. And so he'd been there before, and they knew about his power. They'd heard about it, and now he comes back to Capernaum. I want you to notice this in verse number 1, after some days. Now, this is the latter part of that verse. It was noise that he was in the house. It was noise that he was in the house. Christ is magnified. They didn't say that Peter was there, and they didn't say John was there, or Luke, or whoever others might have been with him. They said it was noise that Jesus was there. And I'm looking for that in Jubilee. I want it to be noise that Jesus was there and is there in Jubilee. I don't want to just be all talk about a certain preacher or a certain singing group or a certain somebody did something. I want to be noise that Jesus Christ is around this place. Amen. And Jesus be magnified and lifted high. I praise his holy name that it's all about him. Amen. It's not about me, not about somebody else, it's not about some preacher. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ and him being magnified and glorified. Now, let me say this quickly. I thank God for the preachers that are coming. I praise God for those who will be taking part. I rejoice and thank God how he uses them. But I'm telling you, it's all about Jesus Christ. It may be noise that Brother Joe Arthur's here. It may be noise that Brother Ed McAbee's here. It may be noise about that. But I tell you what it really ought to be noise about is that Jesus has shown up and moved through. Power of God has worked. And God has met with his people. Amen. And I praise God for that. I want you to notice number 2. See, I done got 1 point, Brother Tim. Don't sweat too bad. Number 2. Look at this in verse number 2. And straightway there were many gathered together, insomuch there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. I want you to see here a crowded house. I'm looking for that in Jubilee, a crowded house. You better get here early. Going to be a crowded house. Amen. Aren't you looking for that? Now, I try to preach no matter who's here, but I see empty pews here, empty pews over there, and I really don't like to preach to pews. I'd much rather preach to people. Amen. So we need to work on that right here, not during Jubilee, but all year long. We need to work on getting the pews filled up and getting people out. Amen. And so we need to work on that. But during Jubilee, now, of course, we have a lot of preachers coming in. There's a whole lot of preachers already called, made arrangement to come. There's people planning on coming, not just preachers, but families and individuals and people here. Let me say this. I appreciate folk here who have taken vacation time and taking days off and working extra hours or doing whatever they have to do to be a help in Jubilee. Praise God for that. I rejoice in that. Thank God. You couldn't have Jubilee if you didn't have some help. Amen. And I was thinking the other day, these three main things I had on my mind, on my heart when I came to Gateway. And of course, one of them was building a church, and that goes just without saying. But number one, I wanted to see us have a mission program, and God gave us that. And I wanted to see us have a Jubilee, and God gave us that. And I wanted to see us have a youth program and youth camp, and God gave us that. I say hallelujah and praise God. But I don't want to quit on that. I want to go farther, amen, and keep on going, setting some other goals and going to it. And I say praise God for his goodness and mercy to it. But I got noise that was in the house. Hey, there'll be some chairs sitting over there. There'll be some chairs sitting over there, some down the front and some down the aisle probably, and some up here. If there's not, it's probably because we have a big snowstorm or a big something happened that we don't know about. And we're asking God to give us good weather according to his will and for his glory. But I'm looking for a full house, amen, and a crowded house. They got noise. When Jesus gets noise that he's there, people want to come find out what's going on. When they find out there's a move of God in the church and God doing something, they want to be there. I want to be there, amen. I want to be here during Jubilee. And my wife's sitting home tonight, and she'd love to be here tonight. But she said, if I can just get better and come to Jubilee, some, amen. I say hallelujah. praise God. There's other folks the same way that want to come to Jubilee. And I'm saying praise God and getting noise of Jesus around. Every people want to come to Jubilee. Well, I got to hurry. I got 10 points I want to show you. And here, notice in the last part of verse number 2. And he preached the word unto them. Here's a communication of the word of God. He preached the word to them. They heard he was there and they came. And many of them came probably for healing and probably for see him do some miracle, do something special, and that was well and good. But when they got there, first thing he did was preach the word to them. Hey, there'd be people coming in because of excitement and because it's Jubilee time and all that. But I'm glad we got some preachers coming who's going to preach the word. Amen. I'm glad for the preaching of the word of God. Preach, preach, preach. Amen. And preach that word. So they're coming in, and they're great preachers, men of God. God has used mightily. We're praying for God to give us leadership and guidance in all of it. Brother Davey Shelton will be with us next Sunday, and he's coming down, and he'll be here and his family. And what a blessing that'll be. And we say, preacher, you're starting on Sunday. We're not starting Jubilee. Well, yeah, we are too. We're starting Jubilee right now. Amen. Amen. Count it started. Amen. We're in Jubilee now. And it's going to continue on. We're going to just watch God do what he wants to do and stir our hearts and hear good preaching. Amen. Y'all bear with me, so I appreciate you doing so. But we're going to have some good preaching in Jubilee. And I praise God and thank him for it. Now, notice something else in verse number 3. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of 4. Here's a compelling love. Love that so loved that man that had the palsy. And 4 got together and they brought him. That brings me to the 5th point. That is a cooperative effort. I want you to look in verse number 4. When they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. I want to put this compelling love and cooperative spirit together because we need that in Jubilee. Now, Jubilee's not, we want it to help preachers. We want it to help individuals. We want it to help families here. We want our people to get help, but it's not just for that. We want the seed lost come in and see people get saved. We'll talk about that in a moment, but right now, we're going to have a love that compels us to be concerned about others. Well, Jubilee's coming. We're going to have a great time. And we're getting all excited about that. And that's good. I want us excited about it. But, oh, there's people out there that don't know anything about it. Hey, people out there that's lost and without God, they know nothing about it. And we need to get to work together that we'll see them come. And I preach a message sometime on these 4 and name them. And Mr. Love says, I love him so much, I want to get him to Jesus. I love him, compelling love. And then Mr. Pryor says, I'll pray for him. And so he gets a hold of one end of the bed. And Mr. Pryor gets a hold of the other end of the bed. And they're working to get him there. Then Mr. Faith comes by and says, I believe that we can get him there. And so here you got love and prayer and faith. We got to have all 3 of those, but we still got one corner of the bed missing. And 4 men brought him and got him there. Who is that 4th one? That's Mr. Works. Us Baptists don't like to hear a whole lot about that. But they worked. And here's the way I see this picture in my mind. Mr. Love says, I love him so much, let's get him there. Mr. Pryor says, I'm praying for him, let's get him there. Mr. Faith says, I believe we can get him there, but he's still laying there. Mr. Work comes by and picks up an end, says, grab it, boys, and let's go. Hey, man, it's good to love him. It's good to pray for him. It's good to have faith to get him there, but it's good to do something about it. And so tonight, I challenge you during Jubilee, let's do something about it. That's 5 points gone, number 6. I want you to see verse number 5. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, in the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Here's a faith and a conversion of a sinner. That's 2 points put together. And see that? Jesus saw their faith. By the way, that word T-H-E-I-R is plural. And I love this scripture. I dearly love it. Part of scripture concerning revivals and what we expect in Jubilee and what we're looking for. And here when Jesus saw their faith, it wasn't just that man's faith they let down, but he saw the faith of those 4 who took him up on the roof, took out part of the roof and tied some ropes on and let him down right in front of Jesus. And Bible says when Jesus saw their faith, T-H-E-I-R, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When he saw their faith, I believe it was four faces looking down, and they was a smile and said, we about to get him there. And Jesus is paying attention. He's looking at him now. Hey, is something about to happen? Something about to happen? Hey, I want to get that kind of attitude, that kind of faith. We walked in for Jubilee. Something's about to happen. And we're going to get excited about it and let God do what he wants to do. Hallelujah. I'm excited even now thinking about it and praising God and thanking him. Amen. I say glory to God. You believe God can do something in Jubilee? Do you believe that God will do something in Jubilee? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God 10,000 times. I do believe that. And so we look at it and see it there. But then something comes up. Now he says, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. They brought him there because he's sick and all that. But first thing Jesus did was preach the word when he got there. And then the first thing he did when he got that man to him was save him. Save him. Hallelujah. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. He saved him, and I say praise God and the Lamb forever. He saved him. It's good to get healing. It's good to pray for sick, but boy, we need to pray for unsaved. Get saved, born in the family of God. Here's a part that we usually comes that we don't like. In verse 6 and 7. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why doeth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And so here's a critical attitude. It got critical. Anytime God gets on the scene, there'll be some criticism. Amen. Whether it's me preaching, somebody else preaching, somebody singing, whatever. I've already got a phone call and folk wanting to sing during Jubilee. And I don't know whether they're singing or not. I don't know that much about it. But what I'm trying to say is we want God to lead this thing. We want God. That self-promotion stuff I'm not really for. If God lays it on our heart, if somebody sing, I believe they'll sing. If God doesn't, I don't believe they ought to get up, amen. Somebody's a preacher and God lays it on our heart for him to preach, that's great, he ought to preach. If God doesn't, he ought not to preach, amen. And singers and preachers, I guess, I'd preach to us because I'm one of them. I like Brother David Shelton. I can't wait to get here and sing that song, and now I'm one of them. Now, I am one of them singers and preachers, but I don't sing. I just preach. I leave the other. I think about that song all day today, this afternoon, about come and dine, come and dine. The master bids you come and dine. He who fed the multitudes, fed the thousands and turned the water to wine. I got part of it. And I got to think about that. Hallelujah. Come and dine. That's what we're going to do. We're going to come and dine. And you're going to get noise. Jesus in the place. Power of God's going to work. We're believing God, trusting God for victory and all that. And then there's going to be somebody somewhere get a little pouty about something. I've never seen a real good meeting where God got in. Somebody didn't get poochy-lipped about something. It's like husband and wives getting poochy-lipped at each other. They might as well smooch while you got it stuck out. It's hard to argue while you're smooching. Amen. So people, we need to, during Jubilee, praise God. You see somebody out of sorts, just tell them, look to Jesus. Amen. And tell them, it'll be all right. God may do something for them yet. Amen. They just hang in there long enough. God will do something for you and help you. I'm glad he does. Amen. And so anyway, they'll come, but I want you to notice a complete change in verse number 8 through 9. 8 through 12, first part of 12. And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or say, arise, take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, I'm glad he has power to forgive sins on earth, in heaven. He has power to forgive sins anytime he wants to forgive sins. Amen. I sang that song up here a while ago, and he buried my sins. I'm glad, praise God, he did. He forgot them. And then he said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed. There's a complete change. He got saved, he got healed, picked up his bed, and walked out. And that crowd looked around, and those four on the rooftop, I believe they was having a shouting spell. and probably praising God. I don't know how to go on the housetop, steps up. Those houses in those days, many of them had steps up to the roof of the house and had different things up there. But I don't know how it's made, don't know all that. God didn't tell me. But I believe somehow they were skipping down steps or climbing down a ladder or doing something, praising God for what they'd seen as they looked down from above where they let him down. And God had answered their prayer. God had honored their faith. And something had happened tremendously in the crowd that was criticizing. They got put to shame because he said, take up your bed and walk. And they couldn't handle that because he picked up his bed and walked. I say hallelujah and praise God. That's good. Amen. Jubilee's good. I'll show you something else in verse number 12b. Look at this. Insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Here's a cheerful spirit. Amen. And Jubilee is always a cheerful spirit. And come in, good time, forget about everything else. It's a good time. Hey, you talk about a revival. Jubilee is a good time for real old-fashioned, heaven-sent, Holy Ghost filled and sin-killing and Christ-exalted revival. Amen. And I'm looking for revival. I'm looking for God's movement. I'm looking for Jubilee. And I say glory, hallelujah. I'm going to just say thank you, Lord, in advance for what God's going to do. We still need to pray. We still need to trust God. We still need to ask God for victory. I realize that we can't let up now. But while we're doing that, let's praise him and thank him for what he's going to do. Amen. Real faith is thanking God in advance for what he's going to do. And I say hallelujah. Glory. Amen. There you are, Brother Tim, 10 points. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you. Praise God and glory to your name. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you are doing. And thank you for what you shall do. You're God. We thank you. We humbly submit to you. We recognize the fact, Lord, we must pray, we must invite, we must work, we must love, must work together. And Father, we thank you for all that you're going to do. I give you praise and glory for Jubilee. Thank you for starting in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.